begin to thank the Lord for the gift of salvation and also for the opportunity to gather with other believers in his presence to pray. Somebody give the Lord thanks for the gift of salvation and also for the opportunity to gather with other believers in his presence to pray. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be your holy name for this opportunity to gather with other believers in your presence to pray. Father, we are grateful. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the Lord. Thank you, Lord of Lord of Lords. We give you all the glory. That you've granted us salvation and the opportunity to come before your presence with other believers to pray. Thank the Lord for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music and the entire ministry. Somebody give the Lord thanks. We say thank you for preserving the life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music and the entire ministry. Your name alone be glorified.
We thank you.
We are grateful for what you have done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do. We give you all the glory. Wherever you are now, begin to ask the Lord for forgiveness of sins. In any way, you have trespassed against God's will. For scripture says that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Ask the Lord for mercy in any way that you have trespassed against him, so you will stand right in his presence in this time of prayer. For your life and also for Glow Music Ministry in relation to his end time kingdom agenda for the, will be established. Let's pray. Lord, let your end time agenda, Lord Jesus, your purpose concerning Glow Music and myself in relation to your end time agenda, let it be established in Jesus' name. Somebody pray that prayer.
Part one, where we learned about honoring the anointing and not getting too familiar with the presence of God, that we do not pay heed to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. And that was under the anointing. So today we are looking at the anointed as a subheading under honor the anointing and the anointed, part two. Whenever God sets the believer and a music servant on a journey, He appoints unto his aid a superior, which is an anointed man. Amen.
Amen.
Acts chapter 19, verse 10 to 12. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the street, which is called Straight. And inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Amen. This was when Saul was on his way to Damascus and had an encounter with the Lord, and he went blind, and he saw in a vision, and God told Ananias to go see him and lay his hand on him. Every successful minister has an anointed man or woman who helps start the journey and guides him or her to a point. Because when God sets you on a journey, you may not have the knowledge that you need. You may not have everything. Somebody has been there before you, and God appoints someone to be your guide when you start your journey as a music servant. Your appointed man will almost always depart at some point, either through death or through some other means, because you also need to go and disciple others. So you need to identify the anointed person that God has assigned to you to help you in your ministry and honor that person. Paul had Ananias, Moses had Jethro, who helped him to appoint men to lessen the burden of his work. Hallelujah. So Paul had Ananias, and Moses had Jethro. Joshua also had Moses, who mentored him and encouraged him and helped him to lead the people of Israel into the promised land. Elisha also had Elijah. Jesus had John the Baptist, who introduced his ministry. So from all these examples, we can see that when God sets you on a journey as a believer or as a music servant, you are not to go alone. He gives you someone to help you. Amen. If you're a music minister and there's an anointed person in your life, God appoints that person to aid you in terms of your music. It may be a music pastor, your music director, your choir leader, even your part leader. That person helps you and guides you in terms of your music. The person also obeys God to take on the responsibility to train you. Amen. That anointed person also prays for you to remove the scales from your eyes. The scales from your eyes, meaning that sometimes you think something looks in a particular way, but somebody who is experienced in the field sees beyond what you can see. And so the person prays for you to open your eyes to see what God is saying concerning a particular thing. Amen.
Amen.
The person also teaches you how to succeed as a music minister in the kingdom of God, not just vocally, but also spiritually. The person feeds you, the anointed man feeds you with the word of God to give you strength, to give you faith, to go on your journey, to go on the assignments that God has given you. And so you need to honor the anointed to get the full benefits of being with an anointed. The disciples were close to Jesus, and proximity has great benefits. Being close to the anointed person in your life is very important. That is when you'll be able to reap the benefits that comes with having an anointed person in your life. But remember that no matter how close you are to the anointed person, never let familiarity defeat the purpose for which God sent him or her into your life. It is easy to get familiar with the anointed woman or man that God has brought into your life because you spend a lot of time with the person. But always remember that that person, that woman or man, has been sent into your life to help you on your journey, to help you in your purpose on this earth. Amen.
Amen.
And so you need to, one, celebrate your anointed. Celebrate your anointed man or woman. His joy is what will bring you progress. Because when you celebrate the anointed person, that is when he or she is moved to teach you more. And when you are taught more, that is when you progress in your ministry. Amen.
Amen.
Deal with him by faith. Deal with him or her by faith. Believe what the person says to you. You may have your doubts, but where you have doubts, you need to go to God in prayer and ask for clarity. Amen.
Amen.
Also pray for him or her daily, because he's a gift to you and the key to your prosperity in ministry. Always pray for the anointed person that God has brought into your life. The more you pray for the anointed person, the more he also opens, he or she opens up to teach you more and lead you to the path of prosperity in your ministry. Amen. Prosperity,
amen,
not just in terms of money, but you being able to impact the world with the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
Also, wait on him or her. Wait on the anointed man or woman. Sometimes it's difficult to wait, and this is where most people fail. You are not hearing anything from him or her. You feel that your time is moving too fast. You need to progress in the ministry. Your mates are doing this or that, but it is best to wait. Amen. It is best,
amen,
to wait. And all these things that we are learning is you need to be in prayer, constantly praying and asking the Lord to also give you clarity. While you wait, what are you doing? It is only the Holy Spirit that will teach you what to do while you wait. Amen.
Amen.
Honor him or her through giving. Honor him or her through givings. Giving can be in various ways. You can give money, you can give other things, but you need to honor. It is not really about you giving something or that the person requires a gift from you, but it is to show that you are honoring that person for all that they are doing in your life, the impact they are having in your life, because you cannot pay for what the blessing that the person is to your life. And so you honor them in the little way that you can, and the Lord will bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Number six, obey him or her. Never contend with the instructions of your anointed. Obey him or her. Never contend with the instructions of your anointed. Again, I'll say here that everything that you are doing in prayer. If we are saying obey him or her, when whatever is said to you is not in line with the word of God, the best you can do is to pray about it, and the Lord will bring him or her to the right path and lead you also in the right path. Amen.
Amen.
Defend him or her. Defend your anointed. Because just like anybody else, just like any anointed person, that person has enemies who are set out to destroy God's purposes concerning that person. And when that person is destroyed, the help that is that person is giving to you, he will not be able to render that help anymore. And so defend your anointed. When we say defend your anointed, we don't mean be aggressive all over social media. You can defend your anointed using the word of God. You heard someone saying something ill about the person. You can go and talk to the person about what your anointed has done, what the Lord has used the anointed to do in your life. It is not about going to attack other people. Amen.
Amen.
Just like anyone else, the anointed also has weaknesses, and his or her weaknesses become your strength because you get the opportunity to learn from their mistakes to be better than the former. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so if they have weaknesses, you do not ride on the weaknesses. You rather learn from the weaknesses and continually pray for the anointed man or woman. The last point we'll look at is that earn his or her trust through loyalty. Stay loyal to your anointed. This is the person God has given you to help you through your journey in music ministry. And so stay true to that person. Stay loyal to that person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
At this point, we'd like to pray a few prayers. And first, we are looking at the Lord helping us to honor the anointed in our lives. Amen. And so Amen. Say this prayer after me. Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
To honor my anointed.
To honor my anointed.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Begin to open up your mouth and pray this in your own words. The Lord, help me to honor my anointed. If you have not identified the anointed person that God has placed in your life at this moment, ask the Lord, Lord, I don't know who you have placed in my life. The person may be close to you in your church, in your choir, in your community. Lord, open my eyes. Say, Lord, open my eyes to identify the anointed and help me to honor my anointed in the name of Jesus. Help me to honor my anointed, the anointed men and women of God that you have placed in my life as a believer, as a music minister. Lord, help me to honor them. Help me to honor them in the name of Jesus. Help me. Give me the grace. Show me how to honor them in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Secondly, we also want to pray that in any way that you have dishonored the anointed, the Lord himself should forgive you. Ask for forgiveness right now. If you have dishonored your anointed in any way, ask for forgiveness, and also continually ask that the Holy Spirit will help you to honor them. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray in any way that we have dishonored our anointed, dishonored Jesus.
I encourage everyone to take part in our Sunday worship sessions. It's 1 hour worship every Sunday at the beginning of the week. And for every time that you engage in this, it's my belief that the Lord will do something amazing for you that week. Start your week with worship on Sundays, every 1 hour from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. GMT on Sundays. Today is Tuesday, and as we have prayed, I know that there are a lot of us who are serving in various places, who are serving with an anointed or serving under an anointed person. And my prayer for you today is that the Lord will grant you the grace to be able to serve accordingly in honor of God, and to be able to receive every blessing which is due you from serving under this anointed person, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
May the Lord grant you patience, like when Saul couldn't wait for Samuel to come. Let it never be your story.
Amen.
That you couldn't wait for your time of visitation. May you be like David, who was able to wait for his time.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive grace today to be victorious.
Amen.
In your service.
Amen.
Under his anointed, wherever God has placed you. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
And for those who, as we pray, you may not know who to serve under, may the Lord show you where to go, like he showed Saul Ananias, like he revealed unto Ruth that Naomi was her anointed. In every season, at every time, may the Lord visit you with revelation.
Amen.
Concerning your anointed, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will not walk as a vagabond on the earth.
Amen.
You will not struggle as a bastard on the earth.
Amen.
Your heavenly Father will open your eyes and reveal to you at every season and time who your anointed is, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And grant you the grace to win in that place of service, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. We are glad you could fellowship with us today. All those who are here for the first time and those who have not had the privilege to be around for some time, we say welcome. Our mandate as a ministry demands that we propagate God's word through music, recordings, and distribution, music outreach projects, and the raising and deploying of seasoned music ministers through service. We admonish you to participate in all activities so as to play your role in fulfilling this mandate, so that God also plays his role as a doing God in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Remember to pray for Glow Music and for the leadership every day to be empowered to bless the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Share your testimonies and prayer requests through the links that are shared on the WhatsApp pages. You can also find the links in the description on YouTube. Watch live services, concerts, programs, and song releases on glowmusictv.com/live. Amen.
Amen.
Listen to the audio podcast of today's message titled Honor the Anointing and the Anointed 2 on glowmusicministry.com. And pray some more with the topic shared to secure your testimonies according to Acts chapter 20, verse 32. Amen.
Amen.
If you'd like to send offerings, tithes, and covenant seeds, you can do that using MTN Momo. And the number is 054-362-7478. 054-362-7478. God richly bless you.
Shall we share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ? the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you for joining with me on Thursday at 12 p.m. prompt. Shalom.
Thank you, Jesus, for bearing all that we should have borne on the cross. We're grateful.
In my place, you die and rose again. In my place, you died and rose again.
Yes, you did.